promotional consideration paid for by the following.
To another quick shot review for Cheap Shot Entertainment. This is the dedicated movie channel and podcast for Cheap Shot Entertainment. As ever, I'm your host, Luke, and I have been to see this week The First Omen. Came out on April the 5th and it is directed by Arkasha Stevenson and stars Nell Tiger Free. Also, Ralph Ineson, which is cool, as Father Brennan. Anyway, it is the second of two supernatural horror movies based around the church and religion, specifically Christianity. One being Immaculate, which I really enjoyed, and others didn't, audibly so, in the cinema. And this one being about the birth of the Antichrist. With Immaculate, it was slightly different. It was the Immaculate Birth of Christ, rather than the birth of the Antichrist. But this one is the prequel to the 1970s film. And, it is creepy. I would say definitely the best Omen film since the original. That being said, that's not saying very much. With the original film coming in at 7.5 on IMDb, slowly declining, including the 2006 remake, which was released on the 6th of June 2006. And for those of you who are in the know, that is the devil's number. But has this got the devil's number? It is set in Italy, very reminiscent of the film that came out previous, which is Immaculate. It doesn't rely on jump scares. It has a few moments. It definitely relies on the atmosphere. Again, much like Immaculate. And like I say, I have enjoyed both of these movies. It is around the nuns. And this one's based more in an orphanage rather than a nunnery, as it were. Like I say, both based in Italy. This one is based in the 1970s-ish, maybe even earlier, where there was riots and uprising against the church. Like, you can't tell us what to do anymore. And, you know, students were, rebelling against the man, as it were. So it's set heavily in that, which is good, because that brings about a new idea. And that idea is that some people consider themselves to be so religious that in order to get people to believe in the church again, as people were making new decisions, they had to bring something in that they would fear enough to go back to the church, and therefore the birth of Satan's spawn, as it were, would do that and drive people back to the church. And it just shows how, and this is, you know, this is true whether you like it or not, how much people do rely on religion, and it's great. I know a few people that are very religious and they fully believe that these things can help them, which is fantastic. And I, you know, if they believe, I believe. But I'm not one for following things. But let's get back to the film. It's about a young American woman who is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church. So she's going to be taking the veil, obviously. But encounters a darkness, and that comes in many forms, including her flatmate before they join the church completely and take their vows, vow of faith, and causes her to question her faith and uncovers a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of evil incarnate. And it has a multitude of really good performances, including that of Nell Tiger-Free as Margaret, Ralph Ineson as Father Brennan, Sonia Braga as Sister Sylvia, Maria Caballero as Luz, who's kind of like the devil on Margaret's shoulder, I suppose. You've got Bill Nye as well, who is Cardinal Lawrence. So you get a lot of people here that are really good, but you also get enough unknowns, really, to appreciate how much this is constructed immaculately. The opening scene is one that really is a throwback to the original. It's creepy. It makes you question what you're about to see. And from that scene, unfortunately, it takes a long time to get there. It is a slow burn, but it's never boring. And although you can pick out some of the set pieces and pick them out really, really easily, like I say, it's done, it's built with tension. You've got the original score intersected in there. We don't really use that until near the end. You've got all this imagery where it makes you really question a lot of things, and it's just really good. It's got a decent twist, but I saw that coming from a mile away. And it's got some fantastic practical effects. With films these days, especially horror movies, it's so easy to go in with the idea of using CGI, make it cheap, get as much back as you can. I mean, it's got a budget of estimated of $30 million. It's grossed worldwide in its opening weekend 17, so I mean, it's nearly 80. Considered probably a bit of a flop. But yeah, that's probably down to previous iterations of The Omen. However, this one really does deliver. And literally delivers evil and foreboding and the devil and everything you'd want from a movie of this type. You know, The First Omen, I think, is a must watch for any horror fan that would like to go and see some kind of horror movie that will get them going. There's been few and far between. And I know they release these films at times where you can sort of catch people off guard. You release them when there isn't a big release coming and then catch people, the casual. I'm not a casual moviegoer, as you may know. And I really enjoyed this one. And because it was not heavily advertised enough, to get me saying, right, I'd quite like to go and see that. Well, because it wasn't heavily advertised. Seems to be the rhetoric recently. If a film is heavily advertised, then it's probably not going to be very good. And they're compensating for it not being very good. And they probably know it's not very good. So they're going to put everything into advertising to make sure that they get as much from it as possible. Whereas this one, okay, it's got a reasonably high budget, but for 2024, probably not that high. And I think if this is what this director can pull off with that budget, I'd love to see what she could do with others. But I'd love to see if she could come up with something original. At the moment, we're bogged down with remakes and prequels. That there's nothing new. And when that new thing does come out, it tends to not be very good. Yeah, to say the least, I really enjoyed The First Omen, and I'd recommend that you go and see it. And I'm not the only one of my horror fan mates that thinks this movie is actually decent. So, yeah, recommendation from Cheap Shot Entertainment to go and watch The First Omen if you're a horror fan and you appreciate classic horror rather than scare fests. And when I say scare fest, I mean loud noises that seem to happen for no particular reason whatsoever. This one is for you. I'll see you next time. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Hiya!